Hey everybody, welcome back to the Dumbass Podcast, where we talk about dumbass shit with our dumbass friends. My name's Ryan and this is Sheridan. Hello, Sheridan.
Hey.
What up?
Nothing much. We got a great guest this week.
Oh, bias much.
A long time coming.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
It's a person that is very near and dear to my heart, my lovely boyfriend, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
That was a nice intro. Thank you.
I know, right? I'm sometimes very nice.
I should have brought the sound effects out. Damn.
Boo.
What's up, Ben? Good to have you here, finally. 3 years
it's
in.
Yeah, episode, what, 57?
Season three.
This is season three?
Uh-huh.
I get told not to listen to him a decent amount.
Really? So be like, hey, babe, don't listen to this
one. Yeah, I'll text him. I'm like, hey, he never listens, but I'm telling him specifically not to listen to some episodes, just and then he listens.
Well, you dug your own grave on
He'd
that
He'd be like,
one.
Why shouldn't I listen?
Right?
Just don't.
And then he finds out some deep, dark secrets.
Yeah.
You can listen to this one. I don't care.
Wow.
Thanks.
So Ben's finally on, and I just want to say I've always thought Ben didn't want to be on the show, but apparently Sheridan has just been keeping him from being on.
Yeah.
Clear the air here with your fans.
Okay, did you want to be on the show all this time?
I wanted to be episode one guest.
Damn.
Okay, relax.
The third co-host.
It's not that I didn't want
him. I wanted to be, part of the show. I didn't want to be on it.
It's not that I didn't want him on. I just like to keep my personal life kind of private.
Didn't we go over this?
You talk about the most intimate details of your life.
Yeah, yeah, but they could never.
Those are the episodes she doesn't tell me not to listen to.
Yeah,
those are the ones I'm supposed to listen to.
But they could never put a voice to the name. Now they're gonna know him and they're gonna.
But they
know.
Don't have a picture because there's there is zero pictures of you guys together.
That is
online.
True. And it's not because
there's like two.
It's not because I don't like posting 12? Pictures. It's wow, because we don't 10. Have right? pictures together.
That's true too. Well, yeah, okay. Well, if anybody wants to go find him, go stalk Sheridan's Instagram.
Yeah.
I think the last time I posted you was like December.
Christmas, I think.
Yeah, Christmas
party.
See, I'd post
July
way
right
more.
Now.
I'm the poster in this relationship.
Really?
Yeah, he's posted since then.
Wow. See,
I'm starting to second
clearly,
guess it now, though. I don't
he
think.
Clearly loves
I think
me.
We're
going
to take some time off from. Yeah.
Okay, might need to step up your posting game, Cher.
Yeah. I don't have any pictures to post.
Need things to be equal here.
You can post.
We're going on vacation, though, so I'm going to take a lot.
Where are you guys going? Nashville?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Nashville. That's where she just went there. I forgot.
It was
yeah,
fucking fun.
I wasn't invited to that one either.
That was
Did
a girl's
Did you
want to
come
trip.
On our girl's trip? Yeah.
No.
But he would like to be invited.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Cher.
That's the thought.
Yo, sick invite.
So where are you guys going? Austin? When is this?
In September.
Tomorrow?
For like a week in September.
Tomorrow.
September.
Pretty excited.
What are you
about
doing
it.
There?
Nothing. Nothing on the agenda. The one thing I want to do
Never
in Austin
been.
Is go look at bats.
What?
Yeah, so
is that
in
known
Austin,
for their bats?
Yeah, so
like
in
one
Austin,
of those
there's
places?
This bridge where like every dusk, a bunch of bats like fly into the woods.
Gross.
And I want to see that shit.
Fucking
it's like real life
guy
planet
rats.
Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to see some
Shoot
planet
a documentary.
Earth shit.
Yeah.
Some fucking sky rats.
Yeah.
That's, you've been to Austin, Cher, right?
Yeah, it's
Have,
my favorite city
been?
In the whole world.
Nope. Never even been to Texas.
I kind of want to take him there because I want to move to Austin, so I want him to see what it's like.
See what it's like? Huh? Interesting.
How many times have you been there?
Once. And it was amazing.
And she wants to move there.
And I was only
she
there for a day. I was there for a day.
Pretty high now,
yeah, right?
You know? Like,
I was there for a day. I fell in love with
one
it in a day.
One day, one time.
I was like, I'm going to move here.
We're moving.
Really setting high expectations.
It's actually what this trip is. We're just moving.
Just holy shit. You're not coming back,
dude. It's a one-way ticket.
We're going to have to fucking Skype this show in. Ben's going to be the new co-host? What the hell?
No.
I'm getting boxed out here?
No.
This was my plan. That's what I was saying.
That's why you're coming on to test your chops so you can take over for me? I'm keeping the equipment.
No. So, Ben, how did we meet?
Wow. All right.
Speech class.
Solid segue.
Speech class. Isn't that the worst place in the goddamn world to meet?
Oh, yeah.
I could have swore Sheridan said you guys met at, like, the bar or whatever. Like, when you were bouncing or something.
I never bounced.
No?
I'm too injured and frail now.
Oh.
He's like an old man.
Yeah.
Like he can, like his college ball, football his pizza. Back is broken. Yeah, he played college football, so his back, like
that's
his spine is broken.
That's where Sheridan first saw her. She's like, I got to meet that kid. I'm going to follow him, find out his schedule, yep. join his speech class.
We met in yep. speech class. I gave a speech on how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
You fucking nerd.
Really what did me in there.
I sat in the front
that's when
row.
You're like, I'm sold.
It was so impressive. It was like a minute and a half, 2 minutes or
damn,
something.
I got a Rubik's Cube in my room.
I can solve it. Go. He sat in the back row. I sat in the front row. I thought he was mad hot. but I had a boyfriend at the time, so like, I'm pretty sure the first thing I ever said to Ben was like, he was wearing a Cardinals hat, and I was like, oh, sick. I like the Cardinals. And he was just like, yeah, cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Me too.
Didn't say anything to me.
He's the cool kid that's just in the back.
And then
it's
I knew
not
he was
his
on
job
the,
to make conversation.
I knew he was,
yeah.
You know,
I make
was on
jokes.
The,
I don't make conversation.
I knew he was on the football team, so I asked him if he knew my boyfriend at the time, who was also on the football team. God. And he was like, yeah.
Weren't and you guys like friends?
And I was like, okay, cool.
I was cool with Mike.
Yeah. You were not cool with Mike.
I had no real problem with Mike. He told me a lot of, he warned me, you know, if I get
no,
injured
he
there.
No, didn't.
What?
Oh,
before,
oh, if he
about
if you got
football,
injured.
Not about you.
Oh. I thought you were talking about me. I was like, no, he's
no.
no, he didn't.
What did he warn you about?
He got injured, I guess, during football, and they schemed him out of some money, which is essentially what they ended up doing to me. So,
damn.
You know.
So I dated, he warned you.
I dated yep. two injured football players. What up?
Wow, Sheridan's the
I kind of blame my entire
curse of the
career
Western
ending
football team.
On Sher.
That's fucked up.
So. You're the curse of the Western football team. Two guys you dated, both. Season-ending injuries?
Yep.
Career-ending injuries, maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yep.
I kind of got mine in high school, but then I got
yeah.
like three
Mike
more
got his
when
before
I was
we
there.
Met. So
both of you guys.
I had Tommy John surgery because of
did
football.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In football?
Right.
How? Were you a quarterback?
I went to block somebody, and my arm got stuck in somebody's like jersey, and it was a defensive end, and he went to smack my arms down.
No, like hyperextended.
Oh, yeah. Show him your finger. Show him your pinky.
And then
it's
ew,
permanently like that.
Gross.
It's like that. It's like at a 90-degree angle. So whenever he does like the rock on, it's like a half
rock on.
Dude. So we'll, right,
guys,
we'll do the rock on to each
it.
Other.
Hold
but
on, what other injuries
like,
you got?
I broke my ankle.
Nice.
I fractured my L2 vertebrae.
Oh, Jesus.
I had Tommy John. I had right labrum surgery. I'm getting left labrum surgery at the end of this year.
Broke your spine?
That's yeah, the vertebrae.
That was
my L2. I know what that is.
Yeah. Broke my pinky. Had a 2-week concussion.
Oh, my God.
Which they told me I should suck it up and play through.
I'm over here like,
oh, that's a solid
and
school.
And I was like throwing right up all day and like.
You guys aren't even D1. Why are you guys forcing
it's D1.
Athletes? Like,
it's D1,
is Western
a.
D1?
Yeah.
Double A, not single A.
I'm over here like,
that's why I was
all
eligible.
Those injuries are so hot.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, I broke this.
You
like,
love a
oh.
disabled man.
Each time I ran those, she always so had me hot. Run the list down to her. Now I know why.
I'm just like, oh, going. What else yeah. did you break, baby? Tell me.
Freak.
Weird.
Learned something new about Sheridan today. Huh. Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So we met in speech class. I thought he was.
What was Ben's speech?
His demonstration was like how to catch a football.
Oh my God.
I had practice. I wasn't gonna,
you
know.
Really,
we're talking practice.
You're so lame.
That's funny.
I was.
She
I
me
gave
lame.
Like great speeches. Fair. I gave a speech on like the legal rights of fathers and like why they should have just as equal rights as mothers. And he's over here like,
exactly.
So this is how you catch a football. You got.
I'd
hold.
Actually watch that.
I
don't care about legal rights of
she
fathers.
She compared my demonstration to her like.
It was like
was
my persuasive speech
yeah,
or something.
It was supposed
like
to be like
that.
Some deep topic. Like,
and you're,
she
you're
compared my
catching a football,
yeah.
throwing a football. Here's
I
how
did
you
a
get
speech
Tommy
about
John
kittens that lost their mittens and then they all died.
Yeah,
what?
He was like the funny guy in our class, and everyone loved him.
Yeah,
and here comes
the
Sheridan
teacher.
To fucking
I was
talk
like
about
this
father's
loser.
Rights.
Loser. I was such a loser. But then. Like, me and Mike broke up, and then, like, 2 months later, we matched on Tinder, and I was...
Oh, another Tinder love story.
And I was yep. like, hey... No, he messaged me first, and he was like, look who it is.
Rubik's
had,
girl.
Because we had speech yep. class together, and I was like, what up? And then he was like, here's my number. And then I was like,
man of
here's
many
my
words.
My number.
It was
and
a little
I,
more smooth than this, I feel like.
I invited him over that night, and we banged, and we've been together ever since.
Brought the hookah. I heard you're a big hookah guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got, you know.
You don't even know.
No shame. First time we met, I brought the big hookah box over. I said, can I bring my hookah? She said, yeah. She assumed it was some.
He walks in my door.
Some amateur
hookah. No, yeah, some amateur. He walks in my door.
Spinning thing on it.
Dude, he walks through my front door. First of all, he was like.
Where are we setting the hookah?
He was still playing football, so he was a lot bigger back then. And he's just, he's like 6'6". He's just this huge guy walking through my door. And he brings this big cardboard box that's like 5x3.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't a cardboard box.
It was. Yes, it was.
It was a plastic box.
Wow.
I upgraded at that point.
Damn.
No, it was a cardboard box when you first came over.
Type of box, not relevant.
That's the biggest part of this.
The people want to know, Ben.
It's all about the
what
box.
Kind of box was
What's
it?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I just watched that movie for the first time.
Me too.
I didn't know what was
we,
in the box.
I watched it
really?
With him.
Both
Seven,
you guys.
Right?
It's a fucking head.
Yeah. Well, spoiler.
I didn't watch it. What was that? Not too long ago.
I watched it like literally like 2 weeks ago. Just like for the first time. Just like it popped up and I was like, and I didn't realize that's what's in the box was from. And then as soon as he said it, I'm like, oh shit, what is in the box?
Oh, that's his movie?
I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
That's like considered one of the
it's a really
greatest
good movie.
Movies ever.
Yeah. I was
it's
looking
really
it up.
Good.
Well, I was fucking stupid. I was looking up like cause and whoever hasn't seen Seven, anytime there's an outdoor scene, it's fucking pouring rain. And so, like, I was Googling, like, why is it always pouring rain? And it's like, seven facts you didn't know about Seven. And, like, I totally spoiled the movie for me.
Oh, no.
It was like, oh, Kevin Spacey's the killer of all this shit.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
God damn it. But it was still a really good movie.
Yeah, the first time he came over, we watched Good Will Hunting, and we banged, like, 15 minutes into it. And then the next time he came over, we watched, nice. Like, The Lone Survivor. And then I tried to, like, hook up with him, and he was like, I can't.
Like, people were getting,
the
like,
The Lone Survivor's
murdered.
On, Sharon. I can't right now.
Like, that's
he
about...
Like,
really
me
into
me
this
off.
Movie,
about, like,
yeah,
Navy
was,
SEALs. This too... I felt kind of disrespectful, you know? Like,
he, think like, of the soldiers,
Sharon.
Right?
I was like, let's do
that's
something.
A true
he was
story.
Like, I can't. Like, The Lone Survivor's on.
Like, hold on. Like, let's yeah. finish the movie.
I was though. Just trying to figure out how she got at that point anyway during the movie. I was like...
What yeah, turned you on
right?
In this part?
Yeah.
We were so
watching the Revenant,
into the relationship, I wasn't really
Leo.
Paying attention to
it
the
was
hookah.
Hookah. It was the hookah. It was what it was.
No, it
was. Me in the chair with
the hookah.
The hookah. And yeah. Because I always had to sit in that chair because I couldn't. Her bed was on the floor, and with all my injuries, I was like, I can't get down
oh, yeah,
there if
her
I plan to get back up.
Western, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like a mattress on the floor.
Every night.
And
I'd
him
like,
getting up was like an ordeal. Because he would get up for football at like 6 in the morning. And he'd be like, I hate my life. And I'd be like, see you later.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we used to go to hookah bars all the time, Sheridan?
Back that was in, the like, move in high school.
Good old day. Yeah.
She tells me about
we weren't,
that.
Because we couldn't drink.
Nope. So we go to the hookah bar.
Go to hookah bar.
Get our buzz the legal
I
way.
Remember when we would go to the hookah bar before we turned 18, and we were like, we're fucking cool.
Because they never fucking ID'd any time ever.
Yep, yep. I think they ID'd me once, and I was like, I don't have my ID. And they're like, all right, we're going to let it slip. And looking back, no one gave a shit.
No.
No one gave it's a hookah. Shit.
Pro tip to you underage kids, go to the hookah bar.
Yeah.
Most of them, if it's like an old Indian dude that runs it, you're straight.
You're good.
And you're in a good hookah bar.
Yeah.
For a while, the law in Missouri was you could smoke at 16, but you couldn't purchase till 18.
So you could like go in Ooh. And smoke, but like if you wanted to take some shisha to go or
I
whatever,
guess.
You couldn't.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't understand the reason behind that, but get people addicted quicker. So when they do, they can buy them. I guess make more money.
Our favorite hookah bar was this place in Addison, where like the setup of the place
Mo
was
shisha.
There's a bunch of tables, and then there's one tiny VIP room
with
like
curtains and
pillows
and
cushions,
and, like,
and it's raised above everyone else.
Yeah.
And it's we just would, like a big fuck you to everyone else in the room. And we would call and just
call
be like, hey,
be like,
can we get that room? And they'd be like, yeah, it's yours. Come in 20 minutes.
No one's reserved this
thing.
No
one would ever.
No one was ever there.
No
so we always
there.
Took it. So
but I love that the rest of the place was like one VIP and then
and it's like just like
y'all
leather chairs and tables and shit. We got this nice like cushioned out. And it was big. We fit like 8 or 9 of us in there.
Exactly.
It was cool.
Was that the one we went to?
Did you guys go there? Probably.
Where did we go? Was it in Addison?
Is it by her
house? Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was in like a little
strip mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
We definitely went there.
I don't
twice.
I don't
once
remember.
To smoke, once to pick me up some smoke.
Hey, sure.
Oh, we did go there. You're right.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah.
that.
See?
Yeah.
Hookah was. I haven't been to hookah in a fucking minute. Let's go to hookah bar after this.
Down.
There's got to be one around here. I haven't checked, but let's try it.
Honestly, Moshisha's like in the middle
so
of both
I can't
of
smoke.
Us.
So I'm down.
That's true.
Yeah, he comes over and smokes with my dad while I'm at work.
I smoke. something else.
You can talk. If you're okay with divulging details.
With her dad.
With Marty.
But I always get nervous with the hookah because he told her one time to only smoke it in Sheridan's room. So now I...
So now you're a little self-conscious. Yeah.
And he's trying to move, so I feel like he's like, God damn it.
Don't want that smoke that spell guy. Getting in the wall.
No. That damn guy.
He just like doesn't know what it is, to be honest. No. He has no idea.
Really, your
what
dad seems
is.
Like such an aficionado of everything.
He didn't
of
know
about dark arts. Yes, for hookah, he has no fucking clue what it is.
He didn't know about like blunts with white owls and...
What? So how does he not? What's not to know?
What do you mean?
Like you didn't know people use like white owls and
like Swishers Cigarellos. And shit.
Yeah.
No, he has no idea.
He's probably
he
still
smokes
used to,
out
like,
of the same bowl he's probably had for 30 years.
In that old,
it's disgusting.
The bong.
Yeah, bong. That's what I meant. Yeah,
old school.
And he's always like, oh man, this is good stuff, and it's the worst. It's the worst.
Like mid ass weed.
He's like, this is good shit, and I'm like, it's really not, Dad.
Got to go to Cali. Get your dad to Cali.
Yeah.
Like
he's funny.
My friend will go pick up for us, and she'll like drop it in on our mailbox, and it'll just be like garbage,
like brown.
Yeah, just like seeds and like stems and shit. And he'll be like, "Oh yeah, this is some good shit."
He told me I had great taste
for
today.
Sure.
And I was like, "Well, great I don't really in... get an option. It's just kind of what they got."
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh, I get some options every now and then." And I was like, "Yeah,
I feel like old
that
dudes.
Costs more."
Old dudes, well, that's true, yeah. Old dudes either hit or miss when it comes to weed.
Yeah.
Like, because my, well, I'm not going to say that, never mind. But one time we went to a bar, and we go to the bathroom. It's like me and two other dudes, and there's these old-ass dudes, like Marty's age.
Yeah.
Smoking a one-hitter in the bathroom, and we're just like, oh, shit, what's going on here? They're like, yo, don't tell anybody, I'm going to let you hit it. We're like, all right. So we all hit it, and one hit off this one-hitter, we're just all like, rocked.
Yeah.
He's like, this is that number one from Colorado, bro. Number one rated weed in Colorado. Gorilla Glass or Gorilla Glue, some shit like that. I don't know, but man, it fucking put us on our ass. And we were like, this is some really good weed. And there was one girl with us who went to the girl's bathroom, and then she gets out and she's like, what the fuck took you guys so long? We're like, we're high as fuck. She's like, damn it, what the hell?
In the bathroom with a bunch of old
dudes. Yeah, with a bunch of old dudes.
That's how I am with any weed. Like, weed hits me so hard.
Yeah, I didn't think about it till later. And I was like, probably shouldn't have done that, but it was fun.
Weed hits me so hard. Like, I'll be at Ben's place and his best friend will come over and they'll just be hitting the blunt, and we'll be playing like a board game, and they'll be taking hit after hit after hit. I'll take one hit.
We got a real problem.
I'll just be like spinning, like a top on my ass, and they're just having a conversation.
That's what baffles me about Marty is the dude's taller than me, and he probably weighs more than me too, but like
probably smokes more than you too. Well, I don't know about that. I guess I don't know either of your weed smoking habits, but
but he's always like, I'm always like, ah. Not really feeling
and
that
he's like this is,
and he'll be like, this is some shit right here.
Thanks.
Ben will always offer my dad, like, he'll make a whole joint and he'll offer Marty one hit. Marty will be like, oh yeah, I am, yes.
Well, that's what
absolutely
he went like,
he'll just like pass out on his bed. Ben will just be like, finish the whole thing and feel fine.
Well, now that he's retired, he went like half with the whole thing. You know, he really didn't care. I guess his game once he retired, he was like,
parent
screw
of
it.
The year. Go listen to that episode.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you guys need to-
3 weeks ago.
What?
When we talked
what?
About him.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about the episode he was on.
Oh, that was forever.
I swear, that was
yeah.
like season
that was like
one.
Episode 25
that was season
or something.
One. Big time.
I'm the real co-host.
Shit.
Relax.
I'm really getting pushed out over
Ben's
here, guys.
Ben's so comfortable, he's going to want to come on all the time. God
That's fine,
damn
man. He's got stories to tell.
You want
to
start a podcast? Our own?
Let's
That's
fucking
not
start
funny.
A podcast.
That's
I've
not
already
funny.
Got a side podcast going without Shane. I can start another. Let's go.
That's not funny.
Yeah. You got all the stuff.
Yeah, it's right here.
You know,
on my table.
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, relax.
See, Shane,
calm
why don't you go,
down.
Why don't you go get
dude,
some
this is
beer
what happens.
This is why she didn't want me on the
this
podcast.
This is what happens when I introduce Ben to all my friends. They like him more than me. Like, well, we'll walk into a party, and Guillermo will be like, is that Ben? Ben!
So my theory on that is because they only see me every couple months.
Yeah, we see you every once in a fucking blue moon.
Once a year, babe. It's once a year.
I'm probably the one that sees him the most, just because of this. Like, right. Sometimes he's just over, and that's it. But, yeah. Like... Everyone else, like, the one time you bring him out to a party or something.
Pretty
How
much.
Long have you been in town?
Since what was yesterday? It, yesterday?
Yeah, since yesterday. Yesterday. He's staying till Thursday.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because I was like, we had a party on Saturday, and you weren't
I was
here.
Here. She didn't invite me, so I stayed at
hung out with Marty. She brought Carly instead.
Yeah. She said, all right, I was only given a plus one.
Yeah, plus one.
I'm getting replaced. Sorry. Big time. Carly.
Dude, my Instagram is featuring a lot of Carly lately.
Yeah, and she changed her phone for me.
Yeah, my background's Carly now. Carly. She's my one true love.
Wow.
So I don't really know what's going on here.
That's a big move.
Yeah.
Damn. What'd you think of the party on Saturday, Cher?
It was really fun.
Yeah?
Had a good time? Yeah. Ryan's new place is great for parties.
Yeah.
I must
say. It's a nice open floor plan.
Very open.
Everyone. Yeah, playing Circle of Death right there. It was fun.
Yeah, Ryan invented this new rule for Circle of Death that, like, you know, when you can create a rule.
Yeah, it depends on how you play Circle of Death, King's Cup, whatever the fuck you call it. You know the one where you circle the cards around the beer can.
Right.
And the way we play is if you pull a king, you get to make a new rule. Mm-hmm. And the rule I made was I'm going to hold my camera up and count to three. And you have to get in the shot within the 3 seconds or you drink.
I would
and
just, like, stick my arm with the rock on symbol in. Yeah, we got
one picture of Sheridan where everyone's in view, and then just Sheridan's arm, just barely like this, doing the fucking horns.
What up?
I was like, all right, I guess that counts. You're in it.
Count it.
It was super fun, especially because we're playing right here. Everyone can actually move instead of sitting down at a table like this. But pro tip,
crazy rule.
It's a fun one.
Is that the first time you use that?
Yeah. I've had it in the back of my head forever, but, like, every time we play, it's like, oh, we're sitting at a coffee table or we're, like, sitting on the ground. But when we're all standing up, perfect place to do it.
True.
Did you like move around and make it hard?
Yeah, or? Yeah. I would like point to the ground or like I'd turn all the way around and point like over here. Hmm. And, like,
the worst part was someone created a rule where you have to finish every sentence with .com.
That's a fucking amateur ass rule. And anybody who ever uses that rule is a bitch.
You're a bitch.com.
A bitch made bitch.com. And she used it fucking three times, man. Every time she made a rule, she's like, you have to say .com. It's either that or like the little man. Take the little man off your glass. Stupid. Take a sip. You don't know that one, Ben?
No. I hate that one.
It's the little man. So, like, you have to pretend there's a little man sitting on your drink. Ben's, so, anytime you go to the drink, you take the little man off, you drink, and you got to put him back on.
Ben's
dumb
from,
as fucking rule.
Ben's from St. Louis.
That's dumb.
He's from a whole different world.
What kind of drinking games you play down there? Take your road sodas?
We played, we played Circle of Death, but it wasn't.
What
take,
do you
I mean, take the little man off.
Well, what? That's just the new, that's a rule, man. It's a shitty rule, but it's for people who can't come up with
we
good rules like mine.
I don't know. I never really played games. Everybody just kind of.
What do you call the
up.
Game where you toss games. The bean bag onto that
cornhole
bags?
Oh come on, it's
cornhole
bags.
It's bags. It's amateur hour if it's bags, and it's you're professional if it's cornhole.
No, not around
have
these
parts. Have you ever
parts,
heard
but...
of professional bags tournament?
There are bags.
It was on ESPN
we have
today.
Bags tournaments here
it was on
all
ESPN
the time.
Today, bags were on ESPN today.
I've been in a bags
Did it say
tournament.
Bags?
I don't know.
Where it was called
I bet it's like cornhole.
Bags. It's either bags or bago up here.
No.
Some people say cornhole, but
what
they're usually
the
from
bago.
I don't know anyone
but it's
up
a,
here.
It's
that
like
says
a brand
cornhole.
That,
sounds like bingo.
That makes the bags, the cornhole, whatever the fuck you call them. What cornhole. Do you call the bags then? You call them bags?
You don't call the bags anything.
They got to have names.
They're bean bags that you use
so
as
sure.
a part of
bags.
Cornhole.
It's bags.
What do you call the board?
The bags board. What do you call it? The cornhole board?
It's just the whole thing's cornhole, you know? I don't need
the whole thing.
Let me go
bags,
get my bags.
And then
my,
you have the bags, and you have the bags board. Like, I texted my friend
but
the other
bags
day, I was like,
do
you have your bags
thing.
Boards here?
Now that's two different things.
It's like saying, do you have your baseball glove? Like, just because you're saying baseball doesn't mean... Like, just because it's called baseball doesn't mean you can't call it a baseball glove. You get what I'm saying?
But those are two different...
Board.
That's an excellent point, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's not. Nice.
No, it's
lawyered.
Not.
Lawyered.
But a baseball is one thing. The game's baseball.
Yeah.
The game isn't bags. It's cornhole.
Oh, my God. We're just going to get hooked.
Like,
stuck
this
on semantics.
This should be the whole
he's
talk.
He's like from
this
a whole different
whole...
world.
You're from St. Louis,
like he,
right?
He didn't grow up with a Dunkin' Donuts. Like, they don't have Dunkin' Donuts
well, they
where
have,
he's from.
Was it St. Louis Bread Company?
They have Tim Hortons. They have Tim Hortons.
Yeah. Tim Hortons.
You have Tim Hortons? I thought that was a Canada thing. Why the fuck is it
that?
No,
Michigan,
they have a fucking
is,
Tim Hortons
do they?
In St.
Well,
Louis.
Michigan's really right close next to Canada. Canada. Yeah, St. Louis.
Isn't that crazy? I thought
that's
it was a Canada
so
thing, too.
Well, it's like French, right? Like French.
Yeah.
Louis,
it's because we're French.
Canadian.
They have Jack in the Box. Like...
J and the B.
Jesus Christ. I did not know all that shit was
it's
in
It's such a thing.
All the good shit was in St. Louis.
Damn. What else is down there that they ain't got here? Or vice versa?
You guys got Krispy Kreme
we have,
here?
Yeah, we have Krispy Kreme. We have like Portillo's. And,
well, yeah. You're not a but fan?
Dunkin' Donuts is the big one. Oh, here we call it Panera. Down there they call it St. Louis Bread Co. Mm-hmm. weird. Huh. Wrong. Yeah.
I never knew there were so many differences. Like, it's what, like 4 hours?
It's like five hours away.
Four and a half. Okay. Was my drive, yeah. To be precise.
Oh, you drove?
Yeah. Damn. Which, can't afford those flights.
Yeah. I just bought a flight to Arizona. Fucking kill me.
When are you going?
August 18th.
Okay, good. You're going to be here for my birthday.
Yes, I will be here for your birthday.
I would have been fucking pissed.
Sharon told me a couple days ago, yesterday, she's having a birthday party. Said, I wish you would have stayed longer. I was like, well, I didn't know you were having a birthday party, so I didn't ask off.
I'm just so used to like having events that he's not here for that I just didn't even think to invite him. Is that horrible?
It's not.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's not not
I'm horrible, sorry.
She was like, I wish you could come.
What are we doing again? I forgot. You told
August 4th.
What is it? We're going to the bars?
We're going to something. Did I haven't planned it yet.
Downtown. I feel like we talked about it on Saturday and I was drunk, but something happened. On the party we had the other night, like, I think all three of us roommates passed out while people were still here.
Oh, I remember putting you to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought that happened.
You're setting yourself up for disaster.
Well, we woke up and the place was clean. I don't know who. Than when you went really? To bed. It was clean. I woke up. Well, I remember you putting me to bed. Like, yeah. You and Carly putting me in there.
Me and Carly put Ryan to bed.
And then I woke up out here.
Oh, nice.
Next to Mark on the couch.
Wait, spooning?
No. He was laying all the way across
you
it.
Could
I was,
tell us.
I was half on the fucking you whatever you call that thing.
You could tell us if you and Mark spoon.
We weren't spooning.
Sure. It is a big couch.
It is a pretty big couch. We probably could have pulled
got
it
room
off.
To spoon.
Probably could have pulled it off, but we're both big boys.
It's like the size okay. of your couch.
But then I woke up. I went to bed at like 4 or whatever Sheridan left. And then I woke up at 8 and immediately had to go to my mom's birthday party.
Oh.
And so my mom's like, so when are you coming? It's like 8. I'm like, all right, I'm on my way.
She had a birthday party in the morning?
So what we did was there's this bar on the south side called Reggie's that like every like couple Sundays they do like – free White Sox game, so you just show up, you get a wristband, and then they shuttle you to the game and give you a ticket, and then they shuttle you back to the bar.
Dope.
They must really be hurting for some Sox fans.
Sox tickets are stupid cheap, and when you buy them in bulk like that, they're even cheaper. They have, like, dollar Sox Sundays, so, like...
Oh, my God. Man.
Yeah, and I think those Reggie's Sox. Has, like, a deal. But, so, like, we got there at 10. We watched the World Cup final, France versus Croatia. My mom's boyfriend is Croatian. So she was really? All like, go Croatia. And I was like, fuck you, go France. France fucking won. And then we're drinking this whole time. I was still drunk from the night before. And I'm getting drunk at the bar. And then we go to the White Sox game. Keep drinking. I'm drinking all day.
Is that how your phone broke?
Yes. I was drunk, but also I got bombarded by a little child. My phone is completely fucking cracked right now, just for everyone listening. So if anyone wants to like Venmo me like $10 and then like... You know, if we get enough money, I can fix it. So I was leaving the bathroom. I was calling my mom, trying to figure out where she was with, like, my cousins and my aunts or whatever. And this little kid just, like, bum rushes into the bathroom, like, hits me. Phone falls. Crack. Well, I didn't think it cracked. I just picked it up, continued the phone call. Then I get back, and I'm like, oh, fuck. It is destroyed.
Yo.
So that happened, but then I just took a shot and forgot about it.
Nice.
And then I had to sober up to drive home. I drive home. I get home at like 6, and I just immediately pass out. Because I had fucking no sleep for the last 2 days. I had been drinking in the hot fucking sun all day. Whew, that was rough.
It's too bad I didn't break your phone, because I would have Venmo'd you
$600. I know, man. I should have just let it fall. Right before the podcast started, Sheridan almost knocked it off the table. Oh. And I would have pulled it off. Been like,
you could
have. You fucking broke my phone.
Who'd you do that with? Carly?
Carly.
Yeah.
It was New Year's, and I didn't even drop it. One of my friends dropped her phone, and I felt so bad that my drunk ass on New Year's, you know, you're feeling sentimental on New Year's. I Venmo'd her overnight $600, and then she could have kept it because I had no idea. The next morning, she screenshot it, and she was like, I love you, but that's a little much.
I can't take that much from you.
I 100% would have kept all that. I never would have told you anything. Like,
I know you would.
Well, this is my thing with Carly comes back into play. I don't know if you would have got it. I think that's just a Carly.
Oh, you don't benefit. Think Sheridan would have paid me? Just
yeah.
Carly?
Yeah.
Sure, you and Carly are pretty
Carly's on another
I do
level.
I love Carly. She's my girl. Her. She's my best friend.
Carly is cool. I finally got to meet her. She met Amanda first, somehow.
She did.
In Arizona.
No, Carly's literally Arizona met first? Every single one of my friends. If you're a friend of mine, yep. You're listening, and you haven't met Carly, you're not my friend.
Damn. shots fired.
She's met it's every true, single one of my friends.
And I met her in St. Louis.
Like, man, it's weird. She just travels, man. Her, she's all over the fucking
like,
place.
Like, her meeting you and Guillermo was like the last two friends I needed her to
she
meet.
She met us.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I don't, would you have given
like
me...
Like, she even met Amanda.
Yeah, before it's me, crazy. In yeah. Arizona. Doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
Nope.
Where the fuck does she live? Does she live here?
Her dad lives in Phoenix. I'm telling too much about her. We got to...
beep, beep, beep. Just go back. More editing for Sharon to do, because she doesn't trust me. Yeah. But if you did drop my phone, would you have paid me for the stream, if it came up cracked?
Would you, like, have, as a friend? Would you have honestly, like, led me believe it was if, me?
No. I would have said...
I know you would. You're not that douchey. You're
I would have said it wasn't this bad. I might have tried to get it like $100 out of you.
Oh yeah, I would pay you $100 if I dropped.
But
your phone.
I would correct. Not have been like, give me $600.
I would give you like $150 if I dropped your phone and it cracked.
Well, that's very
because
generous
that
of
would
you.
Fix the. That's enough to fix the screen.
I believe it's $160. I've been looking it up. But
there you
yeah.
go.
No so. Apple Care.
No, I'm a fucking idiot.
Same.
Every time I get a new phone, I'm like, I don't need Apple Care. Every time I break the screen, I've already replaced the screen once on this thing.
Dude. Would have
been $29.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to see if I can.
We're not talking about
can
that.
Can I get Apple Care like posthumously? Can I just go in and be like.
No.
No.
Not if it's broke.
Well, they don't have to know it's broke, but oh, I just left it in the car. Like they
what kind of phone is it?
We have,
it's iPhone they 7 have to look Plus. At it. To get. No, what if I get Apple Care and then like I come in the next day and then be like, yo, my phone's fucked up. Can I do that? Not how do you get Apple Care? What's the process? Is it when you have to get the phone?
It's like, a visual inspection. You have 60 days to do it from purchase.
Oh, from purchase of the phone?
And then you still have to bring it all the way back in. Shit. And it's got to be a visual inspection.
What if someone I know also has Apple Care on the same type of phone?
What if someone you know works at Apple and can
serial
get you
number.
Apple Care?
My uncle is a manager at Apple.
I mean, Ben works at Apple. So.
You what?
Yeah.
Help it up, bro. Come on, man.
They stopped the discounts for
no,
that.
You just thought he was a genius at Apple
you
Care?
You thought I just knew all this.
Everyone, I thought everyone knew it was $29. It's pretty
Apple.
Simple.
Nah.
I didn't fucking know that. So yeah. Can you hook it up, man? Come on. Just a little discount. $100.
You'd have to bring it to the St. Louis.
Ah, damn so, it, man. You can't get the hookup over here.
I can get you a friends and family discount on a new one if you're looking to upgrade.
God, how much is that? The newest on the X.
Shit. Still probably like $750.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'd rather just pay $160 and fix my old one. It still works fine. The screen looks like got fucking dog shit. And if I take the glass, because the glass screen protector I have on it is totally fine. Undamaged.
Oh, really?
Don't get those.
It's
but the
like,
phone itself?
It's like keeping the phone together. Why should I not get the glass ones? Are they not good screen protectors?
This is amazing
screen
radio.
Protectors, like, and this is just my personal opinion on them, but I don't feel like they do anything.
See, I've had it happen scratches. Before where, like, yeah, they will get cracked before my screen gets cracked. I don't fucking know.
Apple's I don't know how that works.
Bullshit. Me either.
They're a $1 trillion company, so they must be doing something right.
Apple or the screen protectors?
Did you hear how much money the founder of Amazon is worth?
$150 billion?
Billion.
Yeah.
Duh.
Bezos, I'm coming
Jeff,
for you.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
What do
Duh.
You do with that?
He does nothing.
He could, like, change the world with that.
He pays his workers dog could, shit. Oh, my God.
Don't give me I don't know if there's enough room on my, like, mobile banking
Where does
app
he keep all
that
money?
Much money in my account.
Well, most bank accounts only insure $250,000. So four times that. So you'd have to have at least four for $1 million. Where Damn. Do you go from there? Yeah. It's probably all just like, you know, what the
Offshores.
Company's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Swedish bank accounts.
Love the Swedish.
Crazy. Swedes, man. They love American money. They love the billionaires.
That's crazy.
I think they import our trash. Random.
Oh, no. Who was? I think it's India. Imports.
I was just telling you this.
Was this you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, why do I know You're, this? Like,
I heard this really cool fact. Because
I told you.
Well, what yeah, is it?
It's, you know those big green trash bins with the yellow writing? It's called Waste Management.
Mm-hmm.
WM for short.
Sure. Give
They're
them a
my
plug.
Company at work. And all they do is just take trash from America, which is like technically waste paper, and just import it to India.
They're my.
And India buys it, and I'm pretty sure they make fuel out of it.
They're my wow. trash service.
Waste management
provider?
They're like waste
like,
management
they're like
provider?
Flood Brothers? The like that. Trash service provider?
Wow.
Great
the?
Company. Great company.
Are they worth as much as Bezos?
No.
I don't think so.
It's Jeff trash.
Bezos.
It's going to be
fuck
worth
Bezos.
So much.
He could
fuck
probably
Musk.
Like...
Hey,
all
it's
them.
Prime Day, man.
Fuck that.
This is like their holiday. You can't do it to them on this day.
$150 billion.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That is stupid money.
I'll talk about that shit for 3 hours. How yeah. much he sucks. Did you hear what Elon Musk did?
No.
He You heard about the fucking kids in Thailand, was it? Stuck in the cave?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Sheridan? Probably not, because you don't pay attention to anything.
Do you, that do was I like ever big hear time
news.
Anything?
This was huge news for like 2 weeks. Like
you are the two people that tell me all my
through
news.
Through the smallest spaces.
Ryan ever. Tells me all the current events.
Scuba divers.
Ben tells me all the sports events. This is literally how I get all my news.
They were like stuck in this cave, like this underwater cave, and they only had like so much oxygen, and they're getting like flooded out. And so like they had these divers going, like one diver died, and then like the Navy SEALs died, yeah. And then...
Well, they all did.
Oh my God,
well, one fucked. Like one Navy SEAL died. And then like they're working to get him out, and Elon Musk is like, I'll save him with this submarine I'm going to make. And then, yeah, it's fucked. And then, so then the divers finally got them all out. It was like 12 kids and a coach or something. Like, and then they get them all out, and then Elon Musk is... He's like, he's mad he didn't get to use his little kid's submarine. And he calls one of the guys a pedophile.
For really?
What?
One of the, yeah, on Twitter. He's like, my submarine would have worked. That guy's a pedophile anyway. And then he gets all this backlash. He deletes the tweet. I don't know why he did it. I never actually looked into it. I was
his
like,
tweets are crazy.
Where'd you see this at?
Twitter, man. That's the fucking
his
news source
will
right
be like,
there.
His tweets will be like, man, doors are important. And we'll be like, okay.
Elon
yeah.
Musk said, like,
it's a deep thought.
Yeah, like, wow, like, good job, Elon.
They are important. You're right.
Someone
I never He's really thought wrong. About that.
It's an well,
important door.
Ugh, don't get a fucking Elon.
Hey, he sent Elon his car Musk. To
space.
The moon? Mars? Space?
No, it's in orbit. It's just chilling
yeah,
out there.
So, you know, he must be doing something right.
Do
I think, right?
Is he doing something right? Because as far as I'm concerned, he just fucking says crazy shit and then pays people to do it. He's not doing anything. He's just talking shit. And then he's, making people do it for him. That's what he does.
He's definitely like, yeah, I don't know. Saying a pedophile versus like how like conscious he is about the environment really kind of throws me on
a strange. He gets in all these Twitter like.
Who is this guy?
Like he'll just have like tweet rants where he just fucking talks shit.
It's Trump.
On Twitter.
It's a smart Trump.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. Well, okay, he invented PayPal. Sure. Don't care. That's how he got all his seed money.
Is it?
Yeah, he invented PayPal.
Okay, so I...
He's also like a fucking pervert. No, not a pervert, but he's like obsessed with like dirty jokes. Like
he's going to find you.
His company SpaceX is supposed to be like space sex, you know? SpaceX.
Oh, Jesus.
Like he has the word sex built
How
into
do you
that.
Know that.
How do you not know this, Ben? Come on. And then his Tesla models.
I need some facts.
He has the Model S, and then he had the Model X, and then he tried to get the Model E. For SEX, but it was taken by Ford, so it's the Model 3. He has the Model S, the Model 3, and the Model X.
It's all conspiracy.
Sex. Look it up. He's a...
So...
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
I watched this series on YouTube of like... It's like 1 to 100 people. No, not like... It's like 1 to 60 people, like ages... Like 5 to 65. Right, so they ask a question. Everyone, like, what's your favorite song? The 5-year-old will answer. The 6-year-old will answer. Blah 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 blah.
Oh wow!
And like the 50
sounds like a long video.
And like the 58-year-old is this like crazy lady or something. And she, like, everyone will be like,
she's
what's
like,
your favorite
Lil
song?
Lil Wayne, Lollipop.
You know, some guy will be like, Man in the Mirror, and the other guy will be like, you know, this, and she'll just be like, I haven't listened to music in 7 years. And
sounds
she's just
like Jill Stein.
She just like won't answer the question. And in the comments, someone was like, you know that 58-year-old is Elon Musk's mother, right? And everyone
Have
was
you
like,
seen Elon
it
Musk's
makes
mother?
So much sense.
She is.
Was it really?
Yeah, it is.
She's like this skinny old white lady who's like super into fashion. And she's like,
and she just
she's
talks,
like an Instagram model,
she
I think.
Talks
like
so weird.
Well, they're from South Africa.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So she like, has just like a.
South Africa.
It's close. South African accent sounds like this.
I don't know how spot on that
That's
was.
Exactly how she talks.
It's pretty spot on, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. Elon Musk, fuck that guy. Fuck his ideas.
Man, you guys really just...
We just
fucking
really don't like
anybody.
Elon Musk.
The only person that listens to this Elon is fucking Musk, Scott Rogowski.
Oh, don't get me started on Scott Rogowski. What a babe.
Don't get me started on Scott. I stopped playing HQ because of that guy.
After that DM?
Yeah, I used to like that guy. I used to think he was the best little whatever you call him, host, I guess.
Yeah.
Ben texted me. He's like, do I got to go beat Scott Rogowski's ass?
I'll find that dude. Except he never really says where he's at, so I gotta,
I'm pretty sure it's New York.
It's got to be. Right?
He's always like the Big Apple or some dumb pun on New York. He always says at the very beginning.
No, he always says
it. Like, hey, what's up? It's the hostess.
We're
with
in
the
Boise
host
State.
Oh, that's right. He does say dumb shit.
No, you're not.
Boise State.
He's probably in New York.
Fucking idiot. L.A. or New York.
I love his fish references. I catch every single one.
Yeah, we talked about this last week, how I had no fucking idea any of them were there. Didn't care.
Which is weird. You just never get any of the references I make, ever.
Because you're Elon Musk's mother.
Does he have to pay fish for each reference?
I don't think they're that spot on. No,
okay, so the thing about fish is...
It's not like he's not that good. He's not that good at it. That's it.
They encourage people to like record their shows and post their shows and sell their shows. Like they're very like free commerce people.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the one band ever.
It's the one band that does it, yeah.
Everybody else is like, we're putting your phones in Ziploc bags. You can't have them back till the show's over.
Yeah, fish is like no, record us. Record the fuck out of us. Yeah.
How'd they get their name?
Are you gonna... No, that's not true.
Her dad told me this story today of how he said fish came out a couple days ago and said how they really got their name.
Was it off of your dad's trucking company? They stole the name from
me. He was first. you know how like you fill balloons up with like nitrous or whatever and you breathe it in? Mm-hmm. He was saying when you let the air out or you let the nitrous out, it goes like... And he said they came out and said that's how they got their name.
It's not true.
And honestly,
she hasn't seen her dad yet today to talk about verify this.
It's not true.
But she's telling me it's not true. And I don't know who to believe.
The drummer's name is John Fishman.
But is it spelled like P-H or whatever the fuck?
No, there is the sound.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it sounds just that's like
exactly.
It.
That made total sense to me. I said I could see it.
No, I could see it. It sounds like one of those chain emails you get back
like
in
a fishing scam.
Yeah, like not a fishing scam. Yep.
Well, that's what it's called, a fishing scam.
No, yeah,
that's
but
the only word that's spelled
it's a
like
fishing
that, really.
Scam. No, it's spelled. Oh,
it's
is
spelled
it?
P-H-I-S-H. Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought it was okay.
It's spelled F.
No, it's spelled P-H. I think.
Yeah.
But I thought I just meant because like they're just dropping lines in the ocean. And, you know,
yeah,
one of the
spelled,
fish is going to catch.
It's spelled the same as
because they're like just mass attacks, and you know, one or two will hit, and that's how they get their shit.
What?
Nothing. I didn't know that, but I'd buy it. It's
right. It's at least plausible, right? It at least makes you think like, well, maybe. Like I don't know anything about
like,
fish.
I don't care
like,
enough to actually figure out why it's called. Right? So yeah, I'm
that's
just
a better
say,
story. I feel
that's
like.
My head
he's
cannon.
He's over here thinking he knows
story.
More about fish. He's never even seen them. He
Marty,
knows one song. He misquotes it every single time.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about fish. All I know is they sing about tweezers and freezers.
It's freezer in the tweezer.
What does
ben?
That mean?
What does that
mean? It's from the song Tweezer.
Thank you. That's all I want to know is just what does it mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber featuring fish.
Oh my God. That would never happen.
He's getting married.
Yeah, to like some Instagram model.
Which I kind of hate that I know that. And also,
you're up
that,
on the times, man. Yeah. That's good. It's good.
I didn't know that.
Pop culture.
Go fucking figure shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do?
Next up, pop culture corner with Ben. What you got, Ben?
Yeah. I should have my own section on the podcast.
Ben's into like those like rappers that you've never heard of.
SoundCloud rappers.
I feel like it's just rappers you've never heard of, though.
Also, maybe true.
Probably 100% true.
And. You know.
Sheridan, do you know who Lil Uzi is?
Yeah. He introduced me to like Tory Lanez, Eli Sostre, people like that.
I know Tory Lanez.
Do you know who Juice WRLD is?
I do know who Juice WRLD is.
Okay, because he's from Chicago. So I feel like at least if you're in Chicago, and he's getting pretty damn big.
Yeah, he's getting very big very fast. Do you know who Valet is?
I do not.
Like Wale?
Another Chicago rapper. Nope. Valee. Look him up.
I know who Wale is.
Valet. Valee.
Fancy.
It's French, bro. Oh. It's not French, but Valet. He's the next up and comer. Watch out for him.
I played that Juice WRLD song, and I said, this is like mid-2000s punk rock for today's generation with his lyrics about ghosts and rooms and shit. And she just goes, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. This is awful. And I said, it's not very good. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of it.
He's
it's
got
catchy,
some pretty good songs.
But you know.
Also rap, like the new age rap has been going through this like emo phase. Like
that's
this,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, like
it's
XXX
weird.
And fucking all those dudes. I told my friend who used to listen to like Tekashi is like screamo of rap. That's how he goes. But
that was pretty good.
I told my friend who used to like be all up into like, you know, like emo, screamo bands in high school. I was like, dude, if X came out when you were in high school, he would be your favorite fucking rapper ever.
True.
And then, like, he hangs out with his cousin who's still, like, into that emo shit. And his cousin was like, bro, you gotta listen to XXXTentacion. And then he gets back. He's like, I fucking hate you, man. He's like, you're so right. Like, listen to him. He's like, God damn it. I hate that you're right. But rap is going, these new rappers are going through the, it's like this weird.
Yeah.
I do like that
genre shift right now.
Rest in peace.
Oh, rip.
XXX.
Rip X, rip Peep. Yeah.
I remember where I was when I heard XXX died. I was in a bar and I poured one out for the homie.
Did you though?
Yep.
I wouldn't have. I read it white when I got home. I was like home from work and then like the first thing on Twitter is like a video of him just like in the car. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I saw the video. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like he did some fucked up shit. But he was still, a very death bad is, kid.
But
death's
he was like
too far.
Young as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like 17. 19.
No, he was like 19. 20.
No, I don't think he was in his 20s yet. Maybe. I don't know.
Can't remember,
but it's yeah.
I think it was 19.
I think so.
But so. He definitely did some fucked up shit.
But no, death is
death's too far
death,
for that.
That's finite.
No one deserves death. I agree.
No one deserves to take that, like to be the person that does that, have that much power.
Well, do you guys believe in the death penalty?
I do not.
Not really.
I don't either. I don't think as humans we have the right to determine if other people should live or die.
The death penalty is basically like, well, that too. That's but too it's much. Like, basically it's like, all right, the government's like, okay, you killed somebody and killing is wrong, so we're going to kill you because that's what's right. And it's like, all
right.
Well,
it was done the right way.
Yeah, that's how I always think about the death penalty. It's just like, I
also think a life of solitude in prison is way worse than death.
It's definitely not a life of solitude because they're just.
Because that fucks you up.
Well,
just no freedom.
Yeah, life in jail. But also, it's way more money to keep somebody on death row than it is to just put them in with, like, the other lifers.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's so much money on death row.
Yeah.
But it also costs way too much to keep them in there in general, so.
Well, yeah, the private prison system in America is completely fucked up. Have you heard? I just read about this guy who's on death row. He's been on death row for, like, 30 years. And all he does is, like, find things to sue people for. Because it gets him out of jail, like, into the courtroom. Because, like, he has no chance of parole or anything. He's fucked.
Damn. Well, what is he suing
No, he just sues, for? Like, he'll sue, like, five gum because, like, it didn't taste the way it should have. And then he'll go to court with five gum. Oh, he'll lose and then go back to jail. And then he'll sue somebody else for something else.
I bet
all
he sued whoever makes the prison clothes. That had to be step one, right?
Okay, these...
these aren't soft enough.
My asshole is itching. Your clothes aren't working. So he would just sue people to go to court to get out of jail. And I was like, you know what? Kind of respect that. Like, you found a loophole because there's no limit on how much you can sue people.
Do what you got to do.
If I were ever in prison, I'd just go Shawshank and make a hole in the wall and just dig my way out.
Huh. Wonder why no one else thought
of that. Yeah, wow, that's crazy. You think they've ever seen that movie?
Nope. It's a really low-key movie.
You'd be the first one. You'd be like, you get in there and be like, guys. So I saw this movie the other day.
So
I got a plan.
I need a chisel.
I need a chisel.
And a poster.
Yeah, we need a big poster. Okay.
The naked
a
lady.
Spoon.
So everyone likes it and doesn't want you to take it down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be a poster everybody likes so it doesn't get taken down.
Right.
Like it can't be a fish poster. Someone's gonna come and shank you.
Everyone likes fish.
It's almost start saying fish.
Not everyone in you know what? Okay. You
Scott
know what?
Rogowski likes fish.
Scott Rogowski gonna be in prison with you?
I hope so.
How would you feel about that, Ben? Scott Rogowski was
both of them in prison
together in the
Sounds
same
like
prison.
Vacation to
somehow.
Me.
You don't have to watch HQ. You don't have to listen.
Dude, me and Scott are gonna run away together, and you're gonna wish we wouldn't.
Man, that was a stern warning to me there.
I was with some friends the other night, and this guy was so drunk that we were all like discussing our like what would our catchphrases be if we were like professional wrestlers. And this guy was so drunk, he goes, "Come on, me."
That was his catchphrase, like a Pokemon.
It was horrible.
Come on, me.
That's just like if you were in a porn, that would be great.
Ugh. Come on, nasty
man. I wonder if Scott taken off iTunes, guys.
All
right. Yeah, right? God damn it. Fucking, you had to bring that up. Sore wound.
Did I tell
like
you I'm DJing
a
wedding?
2 years ago.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
I'm DJing a
wedding. That was my
wedding.
Reaction.
But he's the DJ.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm DJing a wedding.
And then
but
she has to use all my stuff.
Yeah, like, can I borrow your playlist and your fucking...
And then I'm not even invited.
Wait, you don't
so
get a plus
like,
one?
That's
I
what
don't
I
think
said.
So. Probably not.
I said, you should... You want to both DJ it? We could both DJ
it. I want to DJ by myself.
Oh, man.
Gonna fucking run the table, huh, Cher?
Yeah.
Wow. So. You don't even know how to work this board. I work it.
It's my board.
Yeah. You got one knob right today. Good for you.
Yeah, based off what I've seen with you and that board, I don't know.
I know how to run the board.
I figured out how to run this aux cord through it.
If she won't let you edit, she probably...
She just doesn't like the way I edit, because I edit funnier than her. More funny than her.
No, you
yeah.
just...
No, she just got mad because when I used to interject, because I didn't have a mic, I would use the laptop speaker, and it sounded like shit.
No, you would we would just be having the podcast, and then you, it right would there. Cut out, and you just hear Ryan... Hey,
yeah. So... Oh, that was only a couple times.
I was on her side. I was on her side.
Only a couple times.
By a couple, do you mean like 20
the
times?
The first three episodes? Sure. And we're on what?
Those are like the only three I listen to.
Hey,
that's why
no
I stopped.
No one's complained since fair then. So
no one's complained then either except you.
I complained. Ben complained.
Well, never wrote in. Doesn't count. Also, too close.
I didn't know about the email thing till later.
That we had an email address?
podcasterjohn@gmail.com.
Yep. Send it in, folks. Speaking of.
Oh, yeah. We got an email. Man, I totally forgot about that. It's
like professional right
see,
there.
This is why we should do a podcast.
This one's called I'm Dumb as Fuck. You guys are fucking fun. Awesome. So super cool. Especially that Shane guy from the last episode. Anyways, I just have a quick question. Hopefully
wait, I'm sorry, what?
You can answer. What would you do if you found out that one of your best friends is cheating on his or her significant other with whom you are both friends with?
Say that one more time.
What would you do if you found out that one of your best friends is cheating on his or her significant other with whom you are friends of both?
Ooh, interesting.
Did they...
And then it goes, P.S., just a random question.
So not speaking from experience here?
Yeah, it's fine.
Damn. So
what would you do if you found out that I was cheating on Ben? Would you tell Ben?
I don't know, man.
That's fucked up. You can't tell me that.
What would...
I did.
Wait, why are we using this as a scenario?
Ryan, my DM of Scott Rogowski before I texted Ben.
Oh. Well, she sent me a picture. I was like, haha, that's funny. And then she's like, did you see who it was from? And I was like, oh, shit.
I don't remember if you texted me that or if I saw it on Twitter.
You definitely just saw it on Twitter.
Because I'm pretty sure I just saw it on Twitter.
Pretty sure you just saw it on Twitter.
Well, we were texting at the time. I'm guessing it was fresh. I don't know. Hell yeah, Cher.
Ew.
Ben just bored us some
my
shots.
My co-host told me to.
Yeah. What's it called? Can you say it for us?
This is a Kinky Pink. It's a naughty fusion of super premium vodka that was distilled 5 times with succulent mango.
Oh, succulent mango. You hear that, Sheridan?
It's also got some blood orange and passion fruit for
Kinky Pinky.
Just enough to your liking.
Wow. It's a fun bottle,
you
too.
You guys bought this?
I don't know who
yeah,
bought it.
Who
it's
bought
just because
this is definitely in your house. We're
believe
in your house.
This right was now. One of my roommates. Wasn't mine.
Sure.
But we're going to drink it right now.
That's a real convenient.
Mid show shots. And then we'll answer this
convenient
toughie
story.
Of a question.
Yeet.
Mad gross? Dog.
No.
Wow, that's super fruity. Doesn't even taste like alcohol.
It's way better than that lemon drop.
Limoncello.
I could drink that whole thing.
Yeah, that's really good. Super sugary.
Man, I love Kinky Pink. Anyways.
Okay, so what would you do? All right, so if I found out that...
This is a bad example. I would
no,
just,
it's not. If you were cheating on Ben or Ben was cheating on you?
What would you do in either situation?
Mm. He'd probably tell you if it was me and wouldn't tell me if it was you.
That's
he's
right.
kind of spot
right
on.
Right there.
Well, we're just a lot closer
because,
than I am with Ben.
Well, that's what I'm saying. To me, that whole scenario depends on...
Who you're closer
who you're
with.
Closer
did
with.
He become friends with her through him? Or yeah. were they like just or all like, mutual friends who...
See, now, if you're all mutual friends, that really... I would probably just be like, you know what? None of my business.
Yeah.
Let me step back.
I'm going to just back up.
Act
I'll let
like
it
I
unfold.
Didn't
I never saw anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
I've seen my friends cheat on their girlfriends before, and I just don't say anything.
See, yeah, if it's... it's tough.
You've seen...
I also don't like to
girlfriends cheat on boyfriends, too, though.
I've seen... Yeah, my girlfriends cheat on their boyfriends, too.
That's the only real
and
point
and they've
I
gone to
make.
Me, and they've been like, so we're just not going to tell them about this. And I'm like, I didn't see shit.
Man.
That makes me
I don't
scared.
Know if I'd go out or hang out with that person ever again, though. Because that's
oh yeah, that's true. Like if
but like you're I real... have my own morals. I don't base my morals off my friends' morals. I don't base
yeah,
my
what...
friends off their
yeah. But if they
decisions.
Can do that to somebody,
imagine what they
that's
do to
right.
You,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you got to be scheming on me, you don't care about me.
If it's two of like my super close friends,
level.
Like say I'm super close friends with the girl and the guy, or, well, you know, let's say the guy and the guy, or the girl and the girl. We're progressive here. I would probably bring it up to the cheat derby and like, yo, so like, I saw this. I don't know what I'm going to do, but just so you know, I know.
Because now you're involved.
If, yeah, damn, that's fucking
you're involved either way, though.
Well, not if you're just like a passerby and like you see
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but
like,
then your actions from there on out are going to be involved, whether you want them to be or not. You know from then on out, every time you see them, you're like, oh, man.
That's a cheat right there. Yeah. It's a fucking snake.
He cheated on her. That's fucked up.
Or this is a fucking Sophie's choice. Like, what would you choose, Cher?
It depends on how close I am with other people.
Damn.
I don't.
That's where I'm at, too, but I also feel like that's kind of, I feel bad for
it. It depends on if, like, it's, like, drunk cheating or sober cheating, an affair.
I don't think
then
it
then I
really
start
meant
rationalizing it, and then I mess up. And
yeah,
just
now
say
you're rationalizing it. Next thing you know, Hitler's
like,
coming in.
What kind
yeah,
of cheating
Jews
is it?
Yeah.
Was it just a kiss? Exactly. Was it, like, we banged seven times? You know what I mean? It depends. I'd probably tell if I was.
Yeah.
If it was like
really,
if it was like
friends,
really fucked up.
Even if it was a really good friend, no matter what it was, I don't know.
I guess if I remotely care about the person, I should probably tell them, right?
You know what I would
do? Is that what I should have said like
you know
5 minutes ago?
You know what the honest answer is, what I would do?
Just shut the fuck up.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't tell either of them, but I'd find another mutual friend.
And tell them.
And tell them. And be like,
and
what
then
the
it's their problem.
I'd probably just talk
about
it.
I would drag as many people into it till someone else told them.
Oh, that's smart. And be like, didn't hear from me.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
It's
I would
like
just
a Michael Scott thing.
Yeah, where he just spreads out all these rumors to discredit the one true rumor. I'd probably just talk about it on the show because then my friends actually listen, so no one would hear it.
Right. Do you tell them not to listen or do they just not
no,
listen?
I tell them, I beg them to listen, and they're all just like, eh.
I wish I got that.
There's like one or two. I'll hit you up next time. I'll tweet you. Like, yo, Ben, here's
you
the link.
You should start tweeting at me, man. We should start.
Here's the link.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter like.
I'm on Twitter all the fucking time, man. Yeah. That's all it's I best do platform. Is tweet. All
right.
Tweet.
Sharon's
retweet,
not really on
like.
Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. She I have funny tweets.
Except about the Scott
no,
Rogowski,
I have
so
funny tweets.
I blocked her.
Blocked her after that Scott DM.
I had one of the funniest tweets I think
just
I've ever
up the
created,
lane for Scott.
And it got like 3 favorites.
Go ahead, Sharon, and tell us the tweets.
What was it?
Well, if you ask, it was like a conversation between Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. You know that one?
It wasn't good. Yeah.
This was fucking funny.
It
wasn't
you told me it a couple times.
It was funny.
It wasn't good.
This is where that's
just go look. It's my pinned tweet at Mad Dog Share.
You pinned it?
I pinned it. 3 favorites. I pinned that shit.
At Mad Dog Share. Go check it out, guys. Ben, you going to find it? Pull it up real quick.
Kind of want to.
It was funny.
She's in my recent searches. I keep tabs. Ray Charles. I'm going to be the most famous blind musician. Stevie Wonder. Hold my beer. Ray Charles. Where is it?
Genius. Classic genius.
What'd you think about that delivery?
That's
though?
Fucking great.
Delivery was pretty solid. I like that. That last little pause there was very nice. Hold my. Oh, it's got 2 retweets and 5 likes, Sharon.
Oh,
doing
even
good.
Better.
Doing numbers
it's
over here.
It's because I double retweeted it. Oh. Like, I put it out the first time, and then I quote retweeted it, and I was like, this didn't get enough favorites. And then more people liked it.
Oh, my God.
It's that Cardinal follower.
Yeah, that one of the. One of those
but then I
Cardinals
retweeted
you heard about that too.
Yeah, I fucking know all about that shit.
Good, I'm not alone.
I tell you guys everything.
She told me when she was gonna do it. She's like, so
I was like, that's cheating.
I
you're
like,
cheating
so,
Twitter.
Right? I was like, let's make it the podcast account, not your personal account.
And I was like, nah, I'm too egotistical for that.
She's like,
nah. I got too much
let
ego.
Me combine them all yep. into just mine.
I gave you my, I gave the podcast my old Twitter account with
which
like
had
350.
Like less followers than the original podcast account.
No, we did not.
It's close to it.
Skirt.
Whatever. That's inside baseball to all you non-podcast folks.
Yeah, that's true. You guys are like probably the 2 guys I spend the most time with and talk to the most.
Cool.
Anyways, we're approaching an hour, so I think we're going to wrap up.
Sheridan shutting it down right, again.
Guys. Yep, just as we were getting good.
We're just getting in the groove of things.
Sorry,
we just
we
took
just
we
opened
really,
that kinky
were we
pink.
Really jiving here?
We took a kinky pink. I mean, you can always take another kinky pink, really get this show going.
Go for it, man. I don't care.
You're taking one, too? It's kinky pink, Sherry. You can't turn down the kinky pink.
Sure. Kinky pink.
One in the kink, one in the pink.
Ew.
Queen in the podcast.
Why?
Both from
kidding.
Me.
I'm just kidding.
Only.
Ew, again, still, what's the kink?
The kink is the pink, Rye.
Yeah.
So they're both the pink? What? You guys are sick. I don't even want to know what you get into.
So sugary.
Keep it to yourselves. One more thing I wanted to touch on was Ben's career as a DJ at Western. Got any good stories? Because Western gets fucking rowdy.
I don't like, what was that sorority?
Oh, one yeah.
The a specific Taws. Sorority?
Put them on blast.
The who? Yeah,
the Taws.
Alpha
Taws.
Sigma Tau.
Alpha Sigma Tau.
Hey, I don't got any. This podcast is not affiliated with that statement. If any Alpha Sigma Taws would like to listen to this podcast.
This is from that's fine me as a DJ, personally. That's okay. I'm
so, like, do, like, the sororities or frats, like, hire you to DJ?
So I was friends with a decent amount of Taws, and then they were taking one
Whoa,
of the frats.
Wait a minute, share? Yeah, hear that share? You were what with a decent amount of sorority girls?
They were friends with Ethan's fraternity.
But they weren't your friend, right?
No,
you don't need
friends.
All you need is me.
Shout out some of the Taws. anyways, long story short, I DJ'd one of their events in Two Dogs, and it... One girl came up, requested a song. There's like a, you remember that big, like...
It's like a wooden, moat, basically.
Yeah,
like
you're on an island, essentially, yeah, by yourself. Yeah. She came up and was like, had her drink resting over the rail.
Oh, no.
And she goes, can you play and then drop the drink on my laptop?
No!
And everything cut out.
No, did it really? Yeah. In the middle? Yeah. Oh, my God.
In the middle of the whole thing, and I was like fucking pissed. So I'm trying to clean that up, and at the same time... find an auxiliary cord that I could plug into my phone just to play just stuff to play for the time, playlist. Right? And then some other guy comes up, and he does the same thing, leans over with his drink and goes something like, hey, can you, fucking drops his drink and was like, oh, shit, dude.
My bad. And just runs away.
Yeah. So I'm fucking heated and tried to clean all that shit up. And then the two sorority chicks, the one who dropped it was super drunk that, like, her friend had to, like,
oh boy,
bring her around to talk to me about it.
To and, like bring her child and, to apologize.
Right. For the and the, and the girl that came to talk to me that was her friend was like, had a thing with one of my other buddies. Oh, and I didn't really like her to begin with.
And she fucked up your laptop.
She offered like nude pics for the other chick. Like she was like, she'll send you like all this kind of stuff.
No, and
I was like, why would I? I just want some money.
I want
for
a
my
fucking laptop.
Yeah.
He was like, that's first just, of all, I have a hot half Asian girlfriend. I don't need your nude pics.
Yeah, that's why I said first.
And then, second of all, I have internet porn. Third of all, I can't watch internet porn now without a new laptop. So
I need a new laptop. Yeah, they never pay me.
Fucking bogus.
They
I don't think I could ever be a DJ. She didn't even offer the pics of herself.
No.
She offered them of the
yeah,
other girl.
For her friend.
She's like, she'll send you nudes. As if her nudes yeah. as if her nudes were worth like $800.
We're right? worth a new laptop. Yeah, fuck that.
And it wasn't like a beer, you know, like a can.
No, it was probably
beer.
It was about kinky
it was
mixed
like,
drink.
Yeah, but it was like the larger XL size back to back between her and the dude. Two sugary ass.
Ugh. Like, yeah, that's a fucking I spilled
like God damn it.
That was really bad.
I spilled vodka on my laptop once doing like just party like DJing at a house party and like the whole left side of the keyboard doesn't work anymore.
Now I've blacked out before DJing at the forum.
And I'm like sorry.
Not remembered from like midnight on before.
Did you do a good job?
I didn't get fired, so like I guess. And I never did that.
And you never spilled
on no, I never spilled and like had people up there with me and never no one ever had an accident.
I always used to love that Ben was the DJ at the biggest bar in our college town because all my friends would be like, hey Cher, can you get Ben to take this can you get Ben
to play this song?
Yeah, and I would just text him and it would come on like two songs later and they'd be like, you're so cool, Cher.
Depending on what it was.
I remember going to Around the World once and being like, I think it was like play Jumpman and then like two songs later it was like Jumpman, Jumpman.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Depending on who it was, you were getting the play.
Yeah, if it was a good song.
Yeah. You'd have people,
I'd be
like
that's
people
right,
came
I requested it.
And requested
the
worst
shit.
Like,
oh my God, I bet.
No, I don't have that. I don't.
I well, know what that is.
You know, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, well, can I just plug my phone in? It's like the biggest insult you could ever give to somebody who's DJing. Because I was doing lights, like I was doing smoke, yeah. I was doing...
That's all you, really?
Yeah, everything was done from shit. Right there, and people were like, can I just plug my phone in?
You
like,
I got the YouTube bro. Link right here, man.
And people would be YouTube. Like, can you play Go Cubs Go? And he'd be like, I'm a Cardinals fan.
You'd be like,
yeah, I got that shit all the time. I also got the Blackhawks.
Could you play, that either?
Whatever fucking stupid song you guys play all the time. I hate that song.
What song plays when the Blues score?
They don't score, so they don't have a song.
I'm pretty sure. Weren't we better than you guys this year?
Shh, don't worry about it.
Yeah. We may not have a Stanley Cup, but at least we were better than this year, so I can talk trash this year.
Yeah, well.
But DJing was quite the...
That's crazy.
One time he let me in the DJ booth, and I felt like I was hot shit. I was hot shit.
Other times
shit.
People would come, I would turn around and there'd be people like walking in to where I was like, at.
Whoa.
You can't do this shit.
And you'd be like, I have a girlfriend. Go away.
Is there not like a lock?
I just didn't want people, because.
Touching your shit.
Yeah, that. But also.
Also, you had a girlfriend.
I only avoided a spill that long by that.
By not letting people in.
Yeah.
Also, you had a girlfriend.
Also.
I had a girlfriend.
And she had a podcast and she would put them shits on blast.
Well,
you never put the people who. A
couple years later, we did.
Yeah, spill mine.
So we showed them.
Season three.
All right. How long do you guys plan on keeping this going?
Fucking till we.
Till we move.
Run it into the ground, or till we separate ways.
Yeah.
You're gonna get it back on iTunes?
You can't.
You can't.
No.
I'll put it up.
I'll put it up for you guys.
There's no way we can
start one,
dude.
We've tried like renaming it under something else, and it didn't work.
No, they don't let it.
They probably got your guys' like.
We have to change the RSS feed somehow, and I don't know how to do that.
We'd have to re-upload everything and lose all of our plays and accounts.
Stats.
And shit.
You need the stats.
And then everyone who else has it subscribed on something else, they'd have to resubscribe again. Oh, it's a big old mess.
But
Ben works at Apple. He can hook it up, right, Ben?
Totally.
Get us on iTunes, bud, and fix my phone screen.
I totally have access to fucking Apple Music and podcast and shit.
Well, keep dreaming, bud. Maybe you'll get that and help us out.
Anyways.
All right. We're done here.
I think we're done.
All right.
I finally had my boyfriend.
Thank you for coming, Ben.
Yay. Thanks for inviting me, Ryan.
Two years into the podcast.
Well, Sheridan texted me. She's like, Ben's here. He should be a guest. And I was like, I thought he didn't want to. And she was like, no, I just didn't want him to be on. It's like, oh, shit. All right.
I was waiting for the perfect moment to have him
was
on.
Was this it?
I guess. I don't know.
She had to put me through like the ringer first to make sure it was worth.
I had my ex-boyfriend on before it had Ben on.
That's true.
Yeah.
What did she put you through to get on? Like,
you don't think I felt some type of way about that?
Oh, jeez.
I told you I wanted to be on episode one.
We talked about Scotty more than we talked about Ben.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. This is why, you know.
Show your man some love, Cher. Come on.
I can't listen to the podcast outside this episode. This is going to be my favorite episode. This and Marty.
The Marty episode.
Everyone tells me that the Marty episode is the best one.
It's a solid one.
You should really dump Ryan and just
fucking co-host Marty.
My dad. I fucking wish. He's
that
hilarious.
Way you're free and we can.
And we can start our own site then. You got yours with Marty.
Everyone
I own the rights to Dumbass Podcast, though, so that's
because it's all your
name.
Stuff. You know,
yeah, it's all my mics.
We got to come over and we got to have Marty on again.
Yeah, for sure.
That needs to happen.
Next week.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
There you go.
All right.
Smoking again. So.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I promise a Marty episode coming up.
All right.
In the
soon.
Next couple weeks.
Soon.
Yeah.
Season 3.
That needs to happen.
All right, this has been the Dumbass Podcast where we talk about dumbass shit with our dumbass friends. And we actually had someone on again.
Woo!
That's 2 weeks in a row. What's up?
We're fucking cool.
Back at it.
Podcasterdumb@gmail.com.
Yep.
Talk to you next week.
You got anything to plug, Ben, real quick?
Not really. I used to do music for you guys, I think, once.
Yeah, a couple
episodes.
Yeah,
we don't play that shit anymore.
She dumped me again. So.
She, yeah.
But I love her. So. It's on record now.
All right.
I had to.
There you go.
Me too.
It's on the sound waves. Now get it on iTunes. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Just end it.